Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was just announced. There was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
Jordana and Paul here. That soundbite's funny because it's not true. What we do know is this. We've not seen the Mueller report, but we have seen the letter from Attorney General William Barr, which is a summary of the report. And it is very good for Donald Trump. It is a big win. Some say his best day since he's been in office came when Barr submitted this letter. Barr's report says that Trump and his aides did not conspire with Russia and that Bob Mueller is not recommending any further charges other than the other people who have already been indicted and are going to prison. The letter also says that there was not enough evidence to prove that President Trump illegally obstructed justice. But Mueller's team did not come to a conclusion about whether Trump obstructed justice. That was up to William Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And they concluded that there was no obstruction of justice.
But isn't it just a matter of time before it is released, not only to Congress, but to the general public with parts redacted that may threaten national security. But I think that's inevitable that subpoenas will go out. And I think, yeah, everybody should know as much as possible what is in that report.
And in fact, we're going to have Dean Phillips on coming up at 5:10 to talk about his reaction to that report. And then at 5:20, we're going to have State Representative Jim Nash talk about that. We tried to get some of our Republican, national Congress people, but we're going to be chatting with both of them to hear reactions.
So did you have a hangover at any point?
From listening and watching
were you surprised, disappointed? Were you...
I'm ready to be done. We talked about this on Friday, and I know you weren't here on Friday, but I am ready for this to be a line in the sand because I trust Bob Mueller.
Yeah, I do too.
And I have no reason not to trust Attorney General William Barr because Barr knows. I mean, he's a good lawyer. He knows he's going to be subpoenaed anyway, and he knows he's going to have to go in front of Congress and explain why he wrote the way he interpreted Bob Mueller's report. So I think these are very smart people. And if that was their conclusion, then okay, I accept that conclusion. If there was collusion, Bob Mueller would have found it, and he didn't. It doesn't mean there wasn't any wrongdoing or, you know, people weren't shady, but it means nothing illegal happened. And I, for one, am very grateful to learn that the president of our country did not collude with another government to sway the election.
Bob Mueller and his team could not prove criminality.
Okay. Right? I'm glad that that our president is not going to be convicted of this crime.
And I'm glad for the rule of law. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody had these fever dreams and fantasies and, oh, my goodness, this is going to bring down the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. And you just wait and it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And then, wow, I think a lot of people were
disappointed.
Well, certainly on the left. Mm-hmm. And now my question is this a pivot point? Is this an inflection point for the Democratic Party? Instead of focusing on criminality and investigations, right, and now we're going to have subpoenas in Congress. And, yeah, of course, they're a check on the balance of power. They should be checking the administration.
Sure.
But how about finding the absolute best person they can find to go up against the president? Instead of
You mean in 2020?
Right. Instead of trying to bring him down you know, with investigation after investigation. How about defeat him at the polls in 2020?
Well, these investigations satisfy me. I hope that the country can move on from here. I really do. I hope that people accept the Mueller report and that we can have a little bit of healing. Because there are people that think that President Trump is the worst human ever to exist on the planet. And he's probably not. So everybody else needs to sort of get over that. Okay, there was no criminal indictment here. He did not. It hasn't been proven that he colluded right. with Russia. So he didn't do it. So let's accept that and let's move on.
Well, again, it, as has always been the case, and it was fun for me to watch the cable headlines this weekend talking about this report that nobody had. But just, again, pontificating about what might or might not be in the account. We don't know what Southern District of New York is going to uncover, if anything. We don't know what we don't know. But until and unless criminality is proven.
And what we also don't know is why Robert Mueller did not exonerate the president from obstruction of justice. You know, it seems that the attorney general has exonerated him from says there was no obstruction of justice, according to the Mueller report. But the Mueller report didn't come to that conclusion. So, you know, unfortunately, Bob Mueller, you left it a little wishy-washy, and he'll probably be subpoenaed to explain that. And maybe he will. Then we'll have a little more clarity and some visibility around why that happened.
Some are saying he purposely left it wishy-washy,
what?
Basically kicking the football back down to Congress to figure this out. But again, what are we doing to move the country forward in the interim,
mm-hmm.
you know, areas where there might be some common ground, healthcare, infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
what are some things we can agree on? And we're tied up in knots now with the specter of more investigations, more subpoenas. So I don't know. I think
that's a bad move for the Democrats.
The Democrats have an opportunity here to take a deep cleansing breath
right.
and sort of shift course and focus more on the campaign.
Right.
And what do you stand for? What's your vision? How are you going to make things better in America?
Right.
And who's the best person to carry that message as opposed to litigating or trying to litigate
mm-hmm.
a series of endless investigations with a president, which at the end of the day, I think, again, if there was criminality, prove it. Okay.
But they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't. Right.
So turn the page, move on.
So you're saying we shouldn't even be investigating the obstruction of justice claim that's still sort of out there?
I think we need to continue threads wherever
okay.
they lead. But until you find evidence of actual mm-hmm. criminality, I'm not saying stop the investigations mm-hmm. underway. But is this what we can look forward to the next, you know, for the next year and a half?
Yeah, I think if the Democrats plan to win in 2020, and by the way, I don't think they can. I think he just got reelected, and that makes me sad, but I think he definitely just got reelected in 2020 because they're going to play on this. But, you know, the Democrats in 2016 won a lot of seats during the midterms, and they didn't campaign on impeachment, and they didn't campaign on all of this criminality. They ran their races, and I think it's best for them to stay that course.
A lot of people don't like Donald Trump personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of suburban women.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be a suburban woman not to like Donald Trump personally. Mm-hmm. But that's a different question than did he break the law?
Mm-hmm. And now we know there was no collusion. They don't find that Donald Trump colluded.
Ben White from Politico said that economic modeling historically used to predict presidential elections would give the president a landslide victory if the election were held today. That's the tailwind he has mm-hmm. in addition to the power of incumbency. A lot of people will be elated by that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will be crushingly disappointed. By the way, the president was asked if Robert Mueller acted honorably. Did you hear this? And President Trump said, quote, yes, he did. He added that the release of Mueller's report is up to the attorney general, but that it, quote, wouldn't bother me at all.
So he says it's okay to release the whole report.
Now that he has kind of that initial thumbs up, hey, there's nothing in here that's going to blow up in your face.
Yeah, he might regret saying that.
Well, we'll see. But again, we're peeling away at an onion, and we'll see how this plays out.
Absolutely. We know you want to chime in, so yes, absolutely. Feel free. 651-989-9226. Greg's in Bloomington. Greg, what do you want to jump on in here?
I just wanted to bring up the fact, a lesson that I was taught as a little boy playing BAA baseball in Bloomington. My father taught me how to be a good loser, to congratulate the winners, be a good sport. And after the past 2.5 years of the Democrats piling on Donald Trump, I think that they are sore losers. They can't get over it, and now they want to continue investigating without any hard factual evidence. This is not the way. That is, and I agree, that is harassment. It's the same as somebody investigating you or anybody else because they suspect or they assume or they heard a rumor. No, you don't investigate people or their friends or their finances unless there's hard facts that can be shown. And there are no hard facts. The reports just came out, and the Democrats and the liberals need to move on. I am so sick of this sore loserhood.
I think the idea of collusion, I think we've pretty much put that to bed. You know, that the report says no collusion. No collusion. What about this obstruction of justice that Robert Mueller left open, Greg? Do you think we need to get to the bottom of that?
Well, number one, who is talking about the collusion? It's the media.
No, the collusion is over. I just said we're done with that. We're moving on to the other charge of obstruction of justice.
The whole obstruction.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Who's talking about it the most? It's the media.
Well.
Okay, it's the media. The media is trying to stir the pot and get people to now investigate this other. It's like, get over it. Move on.
You know what?
How many of my taxpayer dollars have been wasted on this? I want Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and all these other clowns to pay us back all the money that they've wasted. Nancy Pelosi goes to work every day to attack Donald Trump. She doesn't go to work every day on behalf of the American people.
Greg, I appreciate the call. And just want to remind everyone that Nancy's the one who did say, we are not taking the impeachment tact, even when some of the other Democrats in the party said we're going to file articles of impeachment. She's the one who said we're not doing that
but she
until
also
there's anything to impeach.
She also gave him a dig. She said, didn't she say he's not worth it?
Really? You know, that's just
you know, you may not like the president, but have respect for the office.
Well, now you're getting into dangerous waters here. Jim's in St. Paul. Jim, jump on in here.
Yeah, see, you know, there's a couple of things I want to bring up.
We just got 30 seconds, Jim. I'm sorry.
Okay, one, if you look into this bar fellow and look into Iran Contra, you'll see what a crook he is.
Well, he is the acting attorney general.
He did the same thing before. And Rudy Giuliani the other day famously said, you know, this report Mueller's got is going to be devastating. Well, he made another statement after it came out, and he said, my God, this is a better deal than I thought we were going to get. Now, tell me there isn't collusion.
Well, you know what, Jim? The report says no collusion. I trust Robert Mueller, and the report says no collusion.
If you trusted Bob Mueller last Thursday, you got to trust him today. Mm-hmm. You know, again, most people go off evidence and most people want to be fair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.